Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives. We have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
All right, could the GOP and the Democrats be further apart on everything? And this just highlights what's going on. Nancy Pelosi talking about the threats and things that have been said and ultimately slamming the Republicans, particularly on, although not voiced there, for putting Congresswoman Marjorie Greene on the Education Committee, just as these new revelations are emerging that the Georgia Republican has questioned the veracity of deadly school shootings around the country. And there's video of that, and it's infuriating lots of families, and it adds more fuel to the fire that is burning on the Hill. We go round and round, and it's going to get bigger because we will jump into the impeachment trial of the president where he will not be convicted. There's no way 17 Republican senators are going to do that, but it's going to cause even more of a rift. Where do you stand, America? A lot of you have let me know through the miracle of the internet, and we had the unofficial poll as to what you thought, fair or foul, on holding this impeachment trial in the first place, and we'll have those results coming up when we go to We Can Count next on the show. So, Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for hanging with us. Remember, 24/7, just a big fat reminder, because you can listen to the show at all different times. We are live, but I know some of you are doing that Peloton thing or you're working strange hours, and you've told me that you listen at different times of the day. So you may be doing that. You can send me your thoughts, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. So more on what Pelosi just said there, the Speaker of the House. She absolutely was hammering leaders for Green and that Education Committee because she's saying it's appalling. I think that the focus has to be on the Republican leadership of this House of Representatives for the disregard they have for the death of those children. It's beyond the pale. And, of course, she's talking about Connecticut. And what happened in Connecticut to the kids there is just, it was one of the worst days in our nation's history. But there are deniers, there's conspiracy theories, et cetera. And one of the comments that this congresswoman made was about that, about the school shooting. And that was one of them because she talked about another school shooting, too, the one in Florida, just a couple of years ago, Parkland, and the revelations about Green have sparked a massive outcry from the Democrats on the Hill about why would she be on the education panel with that kind of background, especially with the comments that she's made in these two horrific shootings. But the piece you heard there, that wasn't voiced, and some of that has to go back to what happened on January 6th, which we're going to get the full evidence, lowdown, I think, feelings on that through the Senate when they have the impeachment trial, even though there's not going to be an impeachment of the former president, of President Trump. You're going to see video, you're going to hear some of the comments, all that sort of stuff, probably for at least a couple of days. And then ultimately, doesn't that pull the Republican Party and the Democratic Party further apart? In fact, there was a Rasmussen report that surveyed voters and found by a 3-1 margin that the upcoming trial of former President Donald Trump will leave the country more divided than unified. 20% said the trial would have no effect on the country's political division. 19% convinced the process would actually unify Americans, and you can imagine what the rest said, and the rest, of course, saying that it would do the complete opposite of that. Now, remember, the House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach Trump on January 13th for inciting the mob that stormed the Capitol on the 6th as a joint session of Congress was meeting to certify the Electoral College results that cemented Joe Biden's win in the November 3rd presidential election. And the former president has maintained that Biden won due to widespread and systematic fraud, and that urged a crowd at a rally preceding the Capitol siege to take bold action. But the Senate, even though they're divided among themselves, there's fractures, and with this starting in just a week and a half, whatever, it's not clear how long it will last or how it'll take shape or how many witnesses will be called. You still would need a two-thirds Senate majority, so I go back to that again, to find the former President Trump guilty, meaning all Democrats and 17 Republicans would have to vote to convict, and that just is unlikely based on already what we've seen. No impeachment has ever unfolded involving a president who's completed his term, and that's what some are saying, including Democrat from West Virginia Joe Manchin, who called this impeachment process so ill-advised, saying that the legal system ruling on the alleged crime surrounding the Capitol riot would have an effect on the former president. And he said, let that take its place. Let the investigations go and the evidence go forward, and then we'll go forth from there. There's no rush to do the impeachment now. We can do it later if they think it's necessary. So that's where we stand. And this is still, besides the pandemic, the talk of these United Divided States. The other thing, of course, is the pandemic. 431,000 lives lost in the United States. Worldwide, 100.9 million cases of COVID. The scary thing for everybody listening to my voice is this South African variant. And two people in South Carolina who had no connection to each other, did not travel to South Africa, did not even leave the state, got it. It's highly contagious. The vaccines aren't really effective against it, so Pfizer and Moderna are developing a booster for it. It spreads easily, and we are in the worst time that we've been in with those that are contracting COVID-19 and those that are dying of it. January was the worst month ever through this entire pandemic. Now the numbers are shooting up that maybe 600,000, 700,000 people could die of COVID-19, of complications due to COVID-19. So we see the warning flags, and it's about those that are getting vaccinated, enough herd immunity, and if we get that herd immunity, how quickly will we get that herd immunity? And can we safely go back out 100%, which we're not doing now? Some might be doing it, but then that's led to the uptick in some of these cases, too. All right, when we come back, we can count, including our unofficial poll numbers, fair or foul when it comes to the Senate impeachment. Do you think it was the right thing to do? We've got the numbers coming up.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Official poll, the Senate impeachment trial, which is set to get underway the 8th or 9th of February, really I think it's going to be the 8th, but many of you weighed in, so thanks for that. And this is what we came up with unofficially. The no's, no to the Senate impeachment trial, because would it make us more divided? 60% of you said yes, I mean, no to doing it, so 60%. And I rounded that up a little bit, 40% yes to go ahead with the impeachment trial. Not surprisingly, because we have a lot of people with heavy opinions about what happened on January 6th. I got one comment from Bobby in New Orleans. You've been commenting all along, but just specifically related to the poll. I'm glad you took a poll. It makes no sense to me because we already are so angry at each other. And there is so much vitriol in this country. It makes me sad and scared for my daughters. I have to tell you that, Kate. All right. I don't like the vitriol either. And it has been described as throwing fire on the gas, you know, throwing gasoline on the fire. Who answers for it? Who's accountable? I mean, this is the problem, right? You have a government where this is the United States of America. This is the, you know, the land of the free, the home of the brave. This is where people come for help. This is where our ancestors fled to and went through Ellis Island or did whatever they had to do to get to the United States. And to see what happened there was, wow, so disheartening. And it was only 3 weeks ago. And now all these trials will come up for the people whose faces were clear and the bragging and the videos and everything that was shown across multiple platforms, which ultimately nailed so many of them, and family and friends turning them in led to many, many, many of the arrests. So we go to other numbers as the Democrats are preparing to move on economic aid, meaning COVID relief. President Biden is trying to persuade Republicans to back the $1.9 trillion spending package, but Democrats are gearing up to bypass the objections because remember now, especially in the Senate, you have Kamala Harris who can weigh in, and that breaks that 50-50 if that's where it's at. So the hope is that Biden can sign the bill, which would include $1,400 checks to individuals and benefit extensions into law by mid-March, which is an interesting time, mid-March, because of the 2020 tax returns and filing. If it goes in before and goes into law, boom, by mid-March, because we're almost into February, then they would have to go by the, unless you've already filed, they'd have to go by the 2019 tax returns, not the 2020 tax returns. And if you remember, last year, although some people probably got them in early, but last year the tax day was shifted to July, so shifted from April to July because of the pandemic. I don't know that there's going to be a shift, but maybe there's a shift as well, and it might not be July. There hasn't been talk of that, though. There's been a lot of talk about Robin Hood. Yeah, not the childhood book you read or the funny movie you saw about Robin Hood or the more serious movie you saw about Robin Hood, but Robin Hood needs cash. They raised $1 billion from investors. If you don't know what it is, it's a no fee trading app popular with young investors. It's been strained because of the high volume of trading this week in stocks like GameStop. So that onslaught, that demand took its toll and they needed an infusion. So they got $1 billion from their existing investors. Robinhood is actually one of the largest online brokers and they've grappled with this high volume because investors have piled into stocks like GameStop, and that's put a strain, which has, because they have to pay customers who are owed money from trades while posting additional cash to clear their clearing facility to insulate trading partners from potential losses. I mean, you get that, right? And that's what they had to do. They had to get the quick cash. Oh, Robin Hood, we know how you feel. Have you ever been there? I have to take my paycheck and I have to go and get the cash for it. So I'm willing to bite the bullet and pay a big fee to have it cashed. That's a different kind of Robin Hood. Let's put it that way. But it is an interesting story, the whole thing with GameStop, etc. Incredibly interesting. Cicely Tyson, an actress who probably shattered stereotypes in her era more than anyone else, is dead at the age of 96. 96. She won a Tony, Emmys, and an honorary Oscar for her work, and you got to think about when she would have, if you do the math, when she would have been coming up and would have been on the screen in the 70s, etc. And what a career. I mean, 7 decades. And she broke some serious ground and played some interesting characters in her lifetime. I mean, at 93 was when she won the honorary Oscar and was inducted to the American Theater Hall of Fame in 2018 and into the Television Hall of Fame in 2020. She won a Career Achievement Peabody, too, as well. She's a well-liked actress by all accounts and felt like she was an everyday person. She was in a film called Sounder, and that role for her was an interesting role because she was the wife of a Louisiana sharecropper and who was imprisoned for stealing food in the 30s for his children, and so she did whatever she had to do to make money. So whether it was being in the fields or cleaning houses or whatever, and that part was a part that I think put her on the map because of the rave reviews and the Oscar nominations, etc. And then after that, it was lots of television and a lot of other things that you know that she did in her career. So rip to Ms. Tyson at 96. That is a life well lived when you can be in a profession you love for 7 decades and have lots of people around you and just slowly slip away in your sleep. To me, there's nothing like seeing an owl. In fact, we're going to have somebody on the show next week who wrote a children's book about owls, and I'm fascinated by them. I had one fly in, and maybe it was last year, I had an owl. The garage went up, and the owl flew in the garage and sat on the bicycle. It was really kind of crazy. And in my neighborhood, we have screech owls. They sound like babies. Well, a snowy owl was spotted in Central Park for the first time in 130 years. It's super, super white. I mean, snowy white is the right name for it. And it's become like a celebrity bird. And we're talking about birds next. We're going to Australia to talk with somebody who's crazy about birds and has written a whole series on birds. But anyway, there it was in Central Park, and it's very, very, very unusual. That's why they say. So they've got birders all over the place, and a birder who runs the Twitter account, Manhattan Bird Alert, read about an owl sighting on a tracking site, sounded the alarm, and that was it. Find the snowy owl, and a cluster of people went to go find the snowy owl, and I guess they found them, and there was all these people. This is a funny thing to see. This is radio, but picture this. You're at Central Park, and all of a sudden, these birders come from all different directions. They've got cameras. They've got scopes in hand, and they're looking for the snowy white raptor. And they found the bird right there. Somebody pointed him out, and everybody was looking for the owl, sitting atop a chain-link fence, and they were thrilled, took the pictures, buzzed them out all over the place, and at one point, a red-tailed hawk buzzed over the head of the white bird. So crazy. It's crazy that all those people, just immediately, they were armed and ready, armed with, though, their cameras, and knew what to look for. All right, so we are continuing the bird conversation of sorts coming up next with somebody who's written a book about it, Daryl Barnes. Great bird stories. There's 800 species plus in Australia. It's one of the fascinating things about our conversation. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up on the flip side. Big shout out to all of you and Alex Kay for his incredible work on the technicals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Government Accountability Office is saying distribution of the coronavirus vaccine has fallen short of expectations and is recommending a coordinated national distribution plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We need to ensure we have the materials to distribute the vaccine, the vaccinators and qualified individuals to literally put the shots in the arms of Americans, places to do it. This is why this is such a Herculean task.
The White House and congressional Democrats have rejected Republican calls to split the proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus package into smaller parts. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he had a good and cordial meeting with former President Trump. The two agreed to work together on Republicans retaking control of the House in the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News. Health officials in South Carolina announced they've identified two cases of a COVID-19 variant that emerged recently in South Africa. They're the first confirmed cases of the mutated virus in the U.S. The two patients haven't traveled internationally, and they didn't know each other. The new variants, first reported in Britain and South Africa, are said to be more transmissible, but most experts have said that the available vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna should be effective against the mutated strains. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, there were about 152,500 new cases nationwide on Wednesday and almost 4,000 deaths. Currently, the death toll in the United States is 429,000. Other COVID-19 news, San Francisco is now allowing dining and certain businesses to reopen. And the White House COVID-19 response team has approved vaccines for retired nurses and doctors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, we're going to take you on a trip for some of you, because I know we have people listening in the UK, but we're going to a place just outside of London to have a conversation with Finlay MacArthur about two of his books, Get Out of Your Way and The Human Whisperer. And this is stuff is a bad word, but it's really good info, I guess is the better way to say it. Somebody told me once, don't say stuff. What does stuff mean? Well, it's the good stuff. I'm just going to say that. It's the really good stuff that people need right now, and I think that really it's, you need it always to move forward, to look at your life, and to take that breath. So, Finlay, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about just overall why you wrote both of these books, because they kind of gel together. Why'd you write them?
Well, I think, Kate, I can answer that in a way that when I was younger, I was always sort of questioning why things were happening, why we were doing things. And I think in my early 20s, I started breaking through this crust of humanity and what makes us a human. And I found by doing that that there was a big reluctance for people to move on in their lives, to find that change that they needed, and to break away from this fear and the comfort zones And then I realized that the people probably weren't taking responsibility for their own lives and for their freedom of thought. You know, people seem to think that, they can't have this freedom of thought because, you know, we're brought up in a particular way. And to break out of that mold goes back to change, and we don't like change. So that also took me on to looking at other things like negative thinking that we seem to do as a race of people. And then we had the blame culture and this lack of self-awareness of what we can actually be capable of if we stood out of our comfort zones and move forward. So the books were based, the first book was based really on that and around this project and help I was doing with a woman's breast cancer charity, where I started writing some notes and some papers to help ladies post-treatment and their families. And I carried on writing and wrote some more notes and some more papers, which turned into a book. So the first book, Get Out of Your Way, was designed to get people to look at problem solving, you know, to get to look at what happiness really is, possibilities, and then getting to know themselves. And then from that, I thought, well, if people get the hang of this and understand that, then what's next? I thought, well, once you've done that, you've really got to then engage with the environment. So then the human whisperer came along, where we start looking at environment. So we start understanding nature, the energy that's around us, what the meaning of life really is, or life of meaning, human being capabilities and our imaginations, because I think all these are important parts of breaking away from this need to better ourselves, you know, to find that happiness, to find that path that we should be walking on. So that's why the two books were written. I've got a third one in the pipeline, but that's still in project mode. But it's really helping people who are looking for those answers to find the answers that they're looking for. And both books are written in a way that they're easy to read. I wanted it to be that when the person's reading them, it's as if I'm sitting in front of them, chatting to them like a friend. So they're written in that sort of style, so they're not complicated. And I've had a 94-year-old man read it and a 12-year-old girl read them, and they both managed to get the concepts of both books. So it goes across all age groups. So that's the basis of why I decided to write both books.
Let's go to Get Out of Your Head. And I love that title because people are in their head, right? Get out of your head. It just nails it. It nails that whole idea. So when somebody picks this up, give us a nugget of what they could do right now. And then they could go deeper, obviously, reading the book. But what can all these people listening to us do now to get out of their head?
It's taking responsibility, Kate. Basically, the book is designed to get people to realize what self-sabotage is, why we do the things that we do, why we say no to the things that we should be saying yes to. It's giving them that problem-solving capabilities and takes them towards what's possible rather than what's not possible. So if people could take something from it right now, right this minute, it would be taking responsibility. Because if you take responsibility for your life and you're not waiting for others or waiting to be told what to do and how to do it, then that gives you that freedom of thought. Because you start taking responsibility, you start realizing what you're doing, it brings that self-awareness. And if you can create that self-awareness, you're going to create that old thinking style and that can-do attitude. So right now, I think people really need to start sitting down, taking responsibility, and building that self-awareness, which will take them onto that clearer thought, and that can-do attitude.
No, I like that can-do attitude. The human whisperer, you talk about environment, and I said it dovetails from Get Out of Your Head. So the main points of the human whisperer that we'll see as we read it.
The main points of human whisperer leading on will be once people can start taking responsibility and see themselves for what they are and you know, give themselves back that freedom of thought, is then to understand where we are, as in where we are in nature, where we are in our environments. And I don't mean environments in the home or working in space, but it's everything around us. And the Human Whisperer was developed to try and bring that awareness, to make people realize that connecting with nature is a sure way of connecting to that higher source, that higher thinking, because I think loads of us don't know how to do that higher thinking. And again, brings that clarity of thought, because if we're connecting to the something that controls us, that gives us everything that we need, I think is quite important. And so many people miss that. So Human Whisperer is about understanding nature, the energy that surrounds us and gives us, you know, these positive or negative outlooks in life. It looks at what being a human being is compared to, you know, your humble animal, the cow, the sheep, whatever. What makes us different? Because I think, again, that's important. And then it gives us the capabilities, and also gets us to look at our imaginations, because without our imaginations, we're nothing. If you look back through history, especially when people didn't have computers and all this type of thing, they used their imaginations to come up with all the inventions that we're using now. And I think that's got lost in time. So the Human Whisperer really is to get people to become then aware of their environment, the natural world around them, and also an understanding of the natural world, of what we're doing to it. Because if we keep treating it the way that we are now, what is two things are going to happen. We're either going to cause our own demise, or nature's going to take back control, which won't be pretty. So I think it's our responsibility now, for future generations and our children coming through, that we really do need to start taking note of what nature's doing, what we're doing to nature.
How gratifying was it for you to write both of these books? And now you have this third in the pipeline. What does it feel like when you're through with them, and, you know, then you see them and you've got this product in your hand, or you have it digitally, speaking of what we're doing digitally, because we get it in all forms. So once that happens, what's that like for you?
It's a feeling of, I have to say, it's a feeling of empowerment, because what's, I'm producing, I'm hoping people will be reading, which will make people's lives change. You know, it'll hopefully change their lives. For me personally, it was a great satisfaction in actually putting what I've been thinking about and feeling for many, many years on paper. Because let's face it, one of the great ways to help ourselves is often to write things down, because it gets you out of your head, puts it on paper, and then you can deal with it. And for me personally, it brought to light a lot of things that I thought needed changing, not only for me, but, you know, for the general populace. But it's just a great sense of achievement, and knowing that hopefully when people read the books, it's going to help change their life or their perception of their lives.
Yeah, and that's a good feeling, isn't it, that people can read what you've written and delved into and apply to their life, and just that one piece of information can really be a game changer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So both books are tremendous. Get out of your way, and The Human Whisperer, I really advise, pick them up, and you will see what it can do for your life, because I think a lot of us are certainly struggling, and that idea of to start taking responsibility you can do right now. Finley MacArthur, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. No, thank you. Thank you again for the invite.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I like to make it. And as we head down the stretch for this hour of the show, it was great having Daryl Barnes on from Australia talking about the amount of bird species and his books, actually, Crazy Bird Stories. It made me think about how I don't think when I was a kid I had an appreciation for birds, really. But now, living where I live, there's a lot of birds, interesting birds that come through. And I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting in the backyard prepping for the show, just kind of chilling for a minute or two, and I see a cardinal, and I see a female cardinal, and then I see a male cardinal, and I think this duo has been around for a while, and it's interesting to watch them. And then another day, I heard this peck, 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 and it sounded like something was happening on the roof. And what do I know about woodpeckers? But sure enough, it was a woodpecker that was actually right by the drain and was pecking on the drain. And someone told me to be careful about woodpeckers because they can just kind of go after your house. Needless to say, there was too many birdhouses that were around, and so a few of those went down. All right, as we go down the stretch, like I said, a couple of quick things. The headers, the things that we're talking about, of course, the crazy GameStop thing, Reddit and GameStop, and on a more serious note, the awful news about the South African variant that's been found in the U.S. for the first time, and that was found in South Carolina, and the odd thing is, of course, that the people had no connection. They hadn't been in South Africa. And then this goes to all the conversations about, ooh, what about the new vaccines? Would they protect us from this new variant? And I had an interesting conversation with the Hubs where we were saying, you know what, it could be that every year you get a vaccine or you end up getting a booster for this one, but new cases of the coronavirus have fallen 35% at least from their January 11th peak. So that's a good thing when we look at the Johns Hopkins numbers. The average number of daily cases has fallen to about 162,000 from 249,000. So there are some places where there are some positive signs. Positive signs, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, even Dr. Fauci said this week that the improvement in numbers appears to be the result of what he calls natural peaking, then plateauing after a holiday surge. So this is also, by the way, the concern over the Super Bowl. And I'm not here to lecture anyone or tell you what to do, but there's plenty of ways to enjoy the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't put myself in a situation where I could possibly be at a super spreader event because, frankly, it's not that exciting unless one of your relatives is playing in the Super Bowl. And then maybe you are one of the few lucky people that are there in Tampa. But actually, so many of those tickets, there's the handful, really, because a small amount of people went to the frontline workers, which I thought was absolutely wonderful that they did that. Recognize the people and have, you know, recognize people on the front lines and have them come to the game, of course, with social distancing, masking, all the typical protocols that that are being observed. And if anyone understands that, that would be the front line, especially healthcare workers. And I know from my own family, I have a cousin who was a nurse at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and she just got the vaccine, both shots, in fact, and you know, that's a hospital right there in the middle of the city, and she works with in the neonatal unit, but they're certainly seeing, like many of the other hospitals, plenty of COVID action. All right, you know what's really strange about this whole GameStop thing? I mean, everybody's talking about this, how the little guy is making some big money by, you know, looking at things like GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry. And after researching looking at all the craziness on Reddit's Wall Street Bets instead of reading the Wall Street Journal, it's made a few people on the Hill certainly very, very nervous. And in fact, they're talking about having some kind of an investigation. So GameStop was trading at $450 a share at one point on Thursday after the video game retailer's stock closed at $347.51 a share on Wednesday, a gain of almost $200 a share, or 135% if you want to put it that way. So you look at those numbers, you say, well, what's going on? But then Thursday, GameStop stumbled, so lost $153.91 a share on Thursday, down 44.22%, right? And closed at $193.60 a share. So this is mucking things up on the street and on the Hill, because there's not enough to be done, of course, in Washington, D.C. Again, there is conversation about having a hearing about this. And, you know, rumors have it that Reddit's Wall Street Bets board users are targeting companies to manipulate prices for profit, of course, and targeting hedge fund managers' short positions in an effort to knock them out of business. And so you look at it, it's pretty murky. And, of course, the SEC is going to investigate. They're going to have to navigate it, investigate it, whatever. So an interesting little revolution. The Reddit Brigade, I call them, right? Or the Reddit Raiders. I think some people have some other names for them. And it's pretty risky what I think will happen with this fight. All right, from the world of entertainment, Cicely Tyson, legendary actress. I thought about this. I thought, how old? I just heard she died, and off the top of my head, I thought, how old is Cicely Tyson? You know how old? 96 years old. Wow, 96 years old. I would say that is a life well lived when you're 96 and relatively healthy for most of your life. I mean, she goes back to, she was first nominated for an Oscar in 1972 for Sounder, and then 45 years later got an honorary Golden Statuette for her overall body of work. So she died at the age of 96, and her death comes the same week her memoir, Just As I Am, was released. So, I mean, a career for that long, and like I said, the kind of health that she enjoyed through most of her life, that's pretty incredible. And really, I think the time that probably most people remember seeing her, and she's had been in so many different things, but I think people would most remember her in probably the 80s and probably the 70s, like I said, the first time that she was nominated. So RIP Cicely Tyson, 96. Whew. Although I had my great-grandmother live to be 100. Same thing. Completely healthy most of her life. It wasn't until the very end that she had to be somewhere and then just calmly, or peacefully, I guess is the way to say it, passed away in her sleep. Wouldn't we all like to be that lucky? And especially now because of what's happened with COVID-19 and the shock with some of the deaths for families and ages where you think they can't possibly get this and it wouldn't happen. It's bringing the whole thing of life and death, I think, more to the forefront for so many people without question. Next week on the show, don't forget, we will have Nail the Score, and that's the Super Bowl edition, and I really have my fingers crossed that somebody is going to win Nail the Score. All you have to do is call in on Wednesday into Thursday in our first hour, last segment, and tell me what you think the final score of the game is going to be and who you think will win that game. So there's only two teams. Chiefs, again, to repeat with the young Pat Mahomes, or Tampa Bay to win it in Tampa Bay and with Tom Brady as the quarterback. So one or the other, and what the final score will be. The good news is you can do all kinds of analysis, research, etc., and it's fine because it's only this one last game, but you know what they say, analysis by paralysis or causes paralysis. So it's just a guessing game. We're trying to have fun. I have a headset to give away and some really cool prizes. So I really want somebody to win this. I would be psyched to see that happen for somebody. Absolutely. And it may be you. So just keep that in mind. You can also email the show by hitting me up at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And again, we're looking for who wins the Super Bowl. Is it Tampa? Is it the Kansas City Chiefs? On that note, as we head for the exits, just a reminder, thanks so much to all of you for listening to the show. Keep it real, everybody, and make it count.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, It's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.